Good evening. This is Heartstock Radio, and I'm Carol Murphy. We have kind of a hallmark event here this evening. We actually have, over the phone line, a husband and wife. We've had a husband and wife on the program before, but they were in studio, and I really hope they're listening, because this program was a lot like their program in that we're talking about teams working together, husbands and wives, partners. And I'm sure you're going to really enjoy these guys. I've known Michael for a while. He and his wife, Valerie Lipstein, are here, and they're going to talk about working together in business as a couple. We're going to take just a very brief music break, and in a moment, Valerie and Michael will introduce themselves. Thanks for listening.
I roamed and ran, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of a diamond dance, and all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me.
This is Heartstock Radio, and I'm Carol Murphy. We love to talk to people who have great ideas about business. And this evening, Valerie and Michael Lipstein are here. Hi, Valerie and Michael.
Hi. Thanks, Carol, for having us. It's really an honor and privilege to be with you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for both being here. I was hoping we could begin with each of you telling us a little bit about your background and what led you to do this fantastic work that you're doing.
Oh, great. Yeah. So our company, Couples in Business, offers services to couples and entrepreneurs. Yet we're especially passionate about couple-run businesses. When we think about it, there's just a lot on the line that people have. And we both grew up with families who worked together. My grandparents were serial entrepreneurs in Wisconsin. They had three different businesses over the span of time when they were doing that. And Michael's entire family was in women's clothing in Delaware for 40 years. So what our company offers is workshops and educational events and individual programs for couples who work together. So Mike, maybe you want to share professionally, and then I'll go share.
Yeah, I've been in the field for 39 years now, and I'm a licensed marriage family therapist in the states of Washington and California, though I do work with people cross-country by internet as a consultant, and just love the work. I've specialized with couples over the last 20 years or so. I think it was Valerie that inspired me to become a specialist because of our own relationship challenges, and it inspired me to be a better therapist, a better husband, and a better man. So thanks to you, Valerie. And so, we put it together because we had similar interests. We've talked about it. You have a story you like to tell about, how we started talking about when we were sitting in our hot tub and we had these ideas.
Yeah, we call them the hot tub conversations. So, I will share a little bit more about that. Professionally, I'm also a certified coach and a life mastery consultant, and I've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs since 2007. And I also have a background in social work and a Juris Doctor degree. So that's just a little bit about me. How we got involved in this, though, and if you think about it, I think we can all agree that sometimes your intimate partner can drive you crazy. And yet when you work together, that's a much faster process. It happens so much quicker, and it can have dire consequences in the relationship and the business. So when we started our company, we had decided to work together, yet both of us already had successful businesses. We were very independent, our own businesses. We were very independent. We were used to doing things our own way, and we didn't really ask each other for permission, or even really, when I think about it, we weren't really even sharing our own business vision or strategies or our long-term goals, because like I said, we were independent and we trusted that the other knew what they were doing. That might not have always been the case, but generally speaking, we didn't second guess each other. Yet when we started working together, there was much more to it. You know, we'd already been together for quite a long time, worked through a lot of challenges we had, and now we're working together in a business. And we had to consider the other person and the impact on the business and the relationship. And, you know, if you know Michael a little bit more than me, but if you know, we're both strong and we're opinionated, and we found that we were operating in really different ways. Like, we had real different ways of doing things. And those challenges kind of surprised us. And yet we realized we needed to figure out a way to do it and complement each other's styles and our beliefs so that we could work with couples successfully and we could, you know, do the events that we love to do. And an example of that is I'm an ideas person. So I kind of have the vision of what I can see that. I can see the vision. And sometimes I can switch, Michael will laugh about this, but I can quickly change and go into another idea. I have lots of ideas. And sometimes that happens pretty quickly. Michael might say it's a little impulsive, right, Mike?
Yeah.
And at times he's right. He needs to know the plan. This is just giving you an example of how we work and understand it and how it's going to work. And then he'll be on board. So an example is I can't come to him with my ideas because it will literally drive him crazy and he'll shut down. There's a chapter in our upcoming book that, you know, I will tell you a little bit more about later, but it is about working in your zone of genius. And luckily for Michael and I, we both have really complementary, even though they're opposite, strengths. And that has really worked. So long story short, through a lot of trial and error to begin with, and some heated discussions, we figured out how to do this. We came up with a 7-step process, and we just felt really guided to share it with others.
Yeah, and from my perspective, it's kind of like all over the map, and I just want to know where's our destination, where we're going to end up. And sometimes she just comes up with these ideas, and they're just passion-driven and, you know, inspired by her own sources of energy. But I like to know, okay, so what's the plan here? Where are we going, and how long is it going to take to get there, and what's the final destination? And so sometimes I just enjoy the journey and go for the ride while I put in a lot of time and attention to the details of working with these couples that often need our services. Unfortunately, they wait sometimes too long. We'd prefer that they come to us before they're hurting so bad. That's one of my inspiration in doing this work, to catch people before they are suffering so bad and help them make changes because they're inspired to grow and change rather than because they're just about ready to head for divorce.
Right, right. Well, it is, you know, the approach would be proactive, yet that isn't often when people come to see us. We'd love to change that, you know, and really share more of a empowering approach to, you know, being very conscious about when you're going to go into business with your partner. And I'll share a story a little bit later about a couple that often it just happens kind of organically, you know, but this one couple, and I'll go into the story later, but just to tell you right now, they started their business. It was the husband first who had the business. The woman was working in a totally different career and then got downsized, and he needed some help, and she came into the business. And so we see that often, and they weren't prepared because I need you to work in the business and, you know, let's just go for it. And there was a lot of conflict. And I'll share that story a little bit more too. But yeah, we really have found that, and especially in the process of writing this book too, we've discovered different things about how we work together, how some of the couples that we've worked with, some of the challenges they've had, how they've worked through that. And also we did a lot of interviewing for the book too, so that we got stories from people that had been in business. And some of them, like Michael said, were heading for a divorce. And some of them did, actually, you know. So the book really is about how to work together successfully, you know, while maintaining passion and purpose.
So what led you to write your book? And this is it out already or is it about to be released?
No, it's going to be out in a couple months. I haven't gotten the final date yet from the publisher, but we expect it in a few months. What got us to write the book is really the work that we were doing, you know, individually and with couples. We just thought that it would be a great thing to have a book that helped people, even those people considering working together. Maybe they don't work together. So it's really for those people considering working together. And also, if I were going to just say who we would love to read the book, it would be conscious couples willing to grow beyond their, you know, current circumstances, conscious couples that really know that the work that we do brings the greatest rewards, the inner work that we do. And so it's for those that are considering working together so they can start out with a strong foundation. It's for the spouse or partner entering their partner's existing business, like I mentioned earlier with the one couple. And it's also for couples who already work together, even if they only work together part-time and they're having some challenges, some difficulties, they're finding things a little bit more challenging than what they had imagined. Mm-hmm. And
So first and of all, can you tell us the title and where folks might be able to find
it? Sure. Thank you. It's called Courageous Couples, Loving, Living, and Working Together. And the title under that is the 7-step system for thriving personally and professionally, you know, in your relationship and business. And it will be out on Amazon. It will be when I know I can, you know, send something or let you know, because I don't have an exact date yet. We're assuming in a couple months.
How exciting.
And there's 7 steps. And really, one of the steps that we feel, and Michael, I think you agree with this too, but one of the steps that we feel is really important is that couples really, really know themselves and their partner at a deeper level than maybe, you know, like we definitely talk about doing an assessment of your skills and your abilities. And there's tons of, you know, assessments out there like DISC. We happen to like the Colby, but there's lots of them. But it goes way beyond that. It's really about the inner work that every business owner, every individual, you know, on this planet really has an opportunity to do, because we do believe that to be successful in business, you really have to do that inner work. A lot of times it's about that. And
as well as being successful in relationships.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the premise really is that success is ultimately found in the relationship, not necessarily the business. And when the relationship is strong and thriving, the business eventually will thrive even with some of the challenges, and even when couples are facing challenging times. But the opposite is also true, right? That everything really does start with that self-awareness. And we also, you know, note in the book that not every couple can work together, and some couples that we interviewed for the book almost divorced, and one couple decided to get out of business and not work together and save, you know, keep their relationship. And so there's a lot of different variations there.
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, what I'd like to talk about some more is that inner work and what exactly does that mean? So, quick break. This is Heartstock Radio. I'm Carol Murphy. We'll be right back. listening to Heartstock Radio. I'm Carol Murphy. Clark is here in the studio, and as always, much appreciated. We're speaking with Valerie and Michael Lipstein, and they have some really valuable information and based on their personal experience. So we were just talking about inner work. Valerie or Michael, I'm not sure who would like to take this, but what exactly do you mean when you say inner work? There's probably some listeners scratching their heads right now.
Okay. We can both answer that because I think we might have a different idea about it. When I say inner work, I mean knowing yourself very well, knowing who you are and what it is that is important to you, like things like the core value of who you are. Because sometimes when people don't know that or haven't really identified that, and then they come into business with their partner and their partner has different core values or different major beliefs, that can cause a lot of challenge and fundamental, you know, challenges in the business and the relationship. So when I talk about that, I mean, we have all kinds of exercises in the book and things that people can do to delve deeper. But I'm actually talking about going beyond just knowing your skills and your strengths. I'm talking about knowing who you are. And does the book have a spiritual approach? Not necessarily yet. You know, our own belief, my own belief system is that we are spiritual. And so there is probably a little of that in there because there's some work later on in the book when people are having challenges where we talk about not only forgiveness, but gratitude and some of the advanced spiritual practices that people can partake in that are very, very helpful when there's been a lot of challenges, especially in a relationship.
Yeah, and Valerie and I, we were talking about the same thing, though the way that we help couples to look at these things. I often help couples in relationships that they're looking at each other, often maybe with some common patterns that are conflictual or, you know, we all have habits and there's some habits that drive us nuts, you know, that the partner does. But there's reasons for these things. And looking deeper in within ourselves, relationships force us to grow as human beings because if you're in a committed relationship and you're not going anywhere and you are dealing with these tendencies and habits and the idiosyncrasies that go on day after day, that it often opens windows of opportunity to go, you know, to explore the root of ourselves and of our partners, the dynamics of our interactions and the skill level that we have is usually from our families of origin, our role models that we've developed our ideas about relationship, and we take it further that each couple or each generation should theoretically evolve a little bit beyond the one before them if we're growing and developing further. Unfortunately, in our society, that doesn't always happen, and the high rate of divorce is evidence of that. That people bump into each other and they, instead of staying together and growing, divorce has become a much more frequent occurrence, unfortunately.
And then business failure, too, and business. On top of that, yeah. Here's part of, you asked a little bit about personal development, and the other piece is also one of our second steps, besides knowing yourself and your partner very well, is to really be clear about your shared and personal vision for your life and the business. And the story about the couple who owned the website design company, and she, the woman came into the business and was just filling a role. An example of that is she had a totally different vision for where she would like to see the business go. Mm-hmm. Her husband wanted to, you know, it was a $1 million business. He wanted to triple it, or, you know, he wanted to keep going on. And she had this idea that she wanted to get out of the business altogether and get into some real estate developing, and it was just or investing. And it was just a really interesting dynamic because she felt really stuck doing things that she didn't love. She was behind the desk and the computer, and she was a networker. She loved to be out, you know, in the public and share. And so when we were working together, that was part of it, to get really clear about what their personal vision was for their life and for their business, and then their shared vision. And then they came up with something. It took a while to really morph into what they decided to do. And ultimately, they sold the business, and she did get into her real estate investing, and he did some consulting work with website designing, which he liked doing, and he ended up traveling internationally. It took a while, though, when they were really stuck at that place of what are we going to do, and they were fighting a lot, and they weren't enjoying their together time. It was all about work. And so, you know, a shared and personal vision is super important, and we've seen that over and over with couples that don't have that, you know, and so that's another piece that's important. I don't know if you asked anything else. I don't mean to skip over anything. Yeah, if you did, so I'm sorry about that.
Excellent.
Well, I'd like to just offer the title of our book, Courageous Couple. That it's courageous. The way we look at it is because, or the way I look at it, Valerie has another way of seeing the courage that is required. For me, I believe it takes a lot of courage to look at ourselves honestly and to be honest with our partner. This comes up in many aspects of relationships, particularly in the bedroom, around sex and intimacy. And when we are willing to be honest with ourselves and honest with our partners, that we develop a deeper sense of intimacy and we grow as a result of that. And it's not a common thing that people are willing to do with ease and grace. It sometimes brings up some very uncomfortable feelings and even gets into some shadow aspects of our personalities that Carl Jung spoke about, and Debbie Ford did some exceptional work later on dealing with the shadow.
And a lot of that's in the book. I mean, we do yes. talk about that, and that is part of the inner work and the deeper work because, go ahead.
Sex is just not something that people are good at talking about, generally speaking, let alone when it's also kind of infiltrating into your business relationship. So these are challenges, important challenges.
Yeah. Well, and normally, you know, originally we weren't even going to put that chapter in the book. And then we decided it is really, really important. I mean, it's, you know, there's a chapter on the art of genuine connection and what to do when it's broken or challenged. And so, you know, it includes communication. And then that other chapter on intimacy and what's going on in the bedroom is a really important thing, because we've talked with couples that really that goes out the window when they're dealing with stuff with their business, or they're stressed out or they're tired, you know, and they just, that goes out the window, like other couples, not just couples that work together. I mean, that happens, you know, when people have children, and just sometimes in the normal challenge of being in a relationship, right?
Got to keep the fires burning.
You got to keep the fires burning. And that's what the book really is about. Not just this, it's not just about the sexual aspect of it but it is about connection. I mean, you'll find in every chapter, I think there's something that talks about connection, and connection starting with self, right? It starts with yourself.
So we've got maybe about 4 or 3 minutes left. And I was hoping in that time, number one, we could talk about how did you come up with the 7-step method? And number two...
Oh, yeah, you asked.
Yeah.
Right.
And number two, how folks might be able to reach you.
Okay, absolutely. So the way we came up with the 7-step process is from some of our own personal work. There's no question about that. We've been together 36 years, Michael? 36, 37? I don't know. We've been together a number of years, and we've definitely gone through our ups and downs, and we're very transparent about that. We're not pretending that we have it all together. We work it. And so part of it's from our own personal experience, and what we did to make some changes in our relationship before we even started working together. And then when we started working together, we kind of defined it and refined it and found other things that went along with that. And some of it's from our research that we did. We researched the topics about couples working together. We also interviewed a number of couples, and it's about our work with couples. So it's a compilation of all those things that helped us create the 7-step system. We're pretty happy with it. We think it's a work in progress, and it's always something that it's a good place to start. And of course, everybody that works together doesn't need all 7 steps. And you asked about how to get in touch with us. You can reach us through our website. It's couplesandbusiness, so that's and.com. It's super easy. And I don't know if people do emails, but there's an email too. So great. You tell us. Is that
That's great.
Helpful or
that is very
website
helpful.
Probably works.
So Michael, yeah. Would you like to say a little tidbit? We've got about a minute left here about the process and how you came up with your 7-step method.
Well, if Valerie were to be the driver of this whole process, I would be the mechanic that gets in under the hood and gets into the engine. And so I do the deep dive in some sense because I'm the licensed marriage family therapist. I often spend time with the couple and helping them get to know, you know, themselves, as I said earlier, through a lot of questions and looking at difficulties or the challenges that they face, and for me, they're opportunities for growth and not really problems to be avoided.
Yeah.
And often people back away from them because they're difficult and they're afraid that they don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to fix my own engine. I'd take it to a mechanic. So, people don't want to get in over their heads.
Yep.
And so having a professional help them.
Well, and I think it's really important to believe at the beginning that you really can have what you want. I mean, a lot of times I think that's a stumbling block. It's like, oh, you know, we both can't actually get what we want. And I don't think that's true ever.
Unfortunately, there's so many examples of how people settle. Yeah. And we don't believe in settling any more than we believe in compromising our joy. So,
We have run out of time. I always hate to have to say that, but it's true. We have run out of time. Thank you so much, Michael and Valerie. Really,
thanks
really
for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, thank you. This is Heartstock. And I'm Carol Murphy. Peace. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Heartstock Radio is a production of KBMF 102.5, Butte America Radio. Hear our live programs every Friday at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time via live stream at ButteAmericaRadio.org. This land was made for you and me.